This is Cadence and Ariana. Yeah, so my country was Brazil.
And my country was Mexico.
All right, let's talk about some international diplomacy. What are your thoughts on the United Nations and our international system of problem solving? What insights do you have now about what is necessary to tackle complex global issues?
Okay, so before this project, I didn't really know anything about the United Nations.
Yeah,
me neither. I knew of it, mm-hmm. but I didn't really know
much about it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I had no idea what they did and stuff. So now, I actually know stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of in the same boat. I didn't really know a whole lot about the UN when we started. I knew that they were, a global solving, nation, but I didn't really know what they were solving. But, I kind of just have more of an idea, a bigger understanding that's a lot more than just, picking out pieces and being hey, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more to it than what I thought there was going to be.
Okay, so let's talk about refinement. Cadence, if you were going to do this again, or if you had a time machine and could go back to the start of this semester, what would you do differently? How would this change impact your learning and the project?
Well, for me, if I could go back and change, I think I would just try and do a little bit more research about some other countries and just, I think, maybe a few more things about how my country would deal with other kind of global problems or what countries they're already working with to solve these problems. And I think I would just try and, touch up my speech a little bit more, make it sound a little bit more just having information. I knew what I was talking about, and do just a little bit more prep speech this time before I actually went out there. I would also bring more formal clothes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do the same. I definitely wish that I stayed on top of the work. I was really behind. And it's not like I didn't have time to do it. I had more than enough of time to do it, but I just didn't feel like doing it. So if I could go back, I would actually force myself to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also practice my speech more because, not knowing what my speech said, it made me more nervous when I had to say it.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ariana, what are the skills and/or knowledge that you will carry with you from this project? How has this project changed your behaviors or thinking?
Okay. So, some skills that I will carry out of this project is speaking. I'm not good at speaking, but mm-hmm. I feel I got better with it.
Yeah.
This project kind of forced me to talk.
Yeah, me too.
So.
I felt like I was actually forced to kind of get up and talk to people, even mm-hmm. during our moderated caucuses. That's something I normally wouldn't do.
Yeah.
But I same. Was kind of forced to engage and
Yeah, so.
I think I'll take that with me too. And I think just being able to understand other people mm-hmm. with researching and stuff don't just focus on the main things, try and go and find stuff just a little bit outside of it, because it can tie in and help.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, well,
okay, so what was most challenging or difficult for you about this project? Where and how did you think you could have improved your performance?
I think the most difficult part for me was definitely doing that speech. I wasn't very sure about it because I didn't really have background information. I just kind of had information about what's going on because there wasn't a whole lot to the background. There probably was, but I just didn't do enough research for that part. And then I think I could have improved my performance by maybe practicing at home my speech,
mm-hmm.
so I could in front of my parents and stuff, so I can not wobble as much and stutter and feel like I'm gonna freak out or something up there.
No, yeah, me too. The most challenging part was the speech.
Yeah.
I started crying because got that nervous and anxious.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really hard, but I'm thankful for everyone who, like, reassured me and just, like, comforted me, I guess.
It's, like, hard being up there, though, too, because you kind of, like, black out when you're nervous, and you just start, like, freaking out. Yeah, you kind of just, like, black out and not sure what's going on.
Yeah, and you just, like, say random things. Yeah, you don't even know what you're saying. You just kind of, like,
pick up and add random stuff in. Yeah. And when they would add the comments, I wish I had more preparation for the comments.
Me too.
Because they would ask, and I was like, I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But, like, now that I'm, like, calm and, like, relaxed and not up there, I, like, can think of so many answers to those.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how engaged were you during this actual exhibition? What do you think contributed to your engagement or lack of engagement? Also, why?
I feel like I wasn't that engaged. I definitely could have done more.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, my, like, anxiety just got in the way of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wish, like, I did better on that.
I feel like I was, like, not as engaged as I could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I definitely sat back. I could have added more comments, but for me, like, everything that everyone was saying just kind of made sense to me, and I couldn't really think of, like, a problem with it. I was like, oh, well, I guess that kind of makes sense. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
That could work. But, yeah, I feel like I wasn't as engaged as I could have been either. I kind of just sat back. Like, I didn't really talk a whole lot. During, like, the unmoderated caucus, though, I was definitely talking and moving around, but it was when it came to, like, comments and everything, I just wasn't as engaged because I was not sure of any.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, same. Like, I feel like I wasn't paying that much attention. I was kind of, like, focused on myself and stressing about myself.
I think I was trying to pay too much attention.
I just kind of, like, spaced out.
Oh. So. I think I was trying to pay too much attention. I remember they would be talking, and I would just, like, recite every word they were just saying to, like, try and see if something would come. They'd be like, yeah, with this we're going to, and I'm like, with this we're going to, and, like, I was just trying to, like, recite to, like, figure something out, but, like, it all made sense to me. So okay. Well,
how have you grown as a learner and delegate during this project? Think about habits, skills, knowledge, etc. What did you do to grow in this way?
Well, okay, I feel like I grew with habits because I had a very bad habit of doing the work and not turning it in on time because I wasn't unsure, or just procrastinating and then it being too late and then procrastinating because it's already late. So I feel like this project really just kind of, like, pushed me to actually get my work in on time and do it and, like, put in the effort to, like, make it look good. And, like, some of the skills and knowledge that I gained from this is, like, now I know how to, like, kind of be able to, like, go out into the real world and, like, deal with these situations or just have, like, a conversation about these kind of things, but without them sounding like some high school nonsense. And some knowledge is, like, just how the UN works. Like, just what's really going on in the world. Like, there's more than meets the eye, so.
Yeah, I've definitely learned a lot with this project. I'm surprised that I learned this much. I don't normally take in information from, like, school. But, yeah, I feel like I was actually interested in what we were learning about and discussing. So I also feel like that's why I could actually, like, take in the information.
Yeah. Yeah, because I feel like normally when it comes to school, I'm not, like, as engaged in it because I'm, like, I'm not interested in it. And, like, don't get me wrong, some of this I wasn't, like, very, like, interested in it. But, like, as I was kind of, like I said, forced to do it and forcing myself to learn about it, I actually found out that it was, like, it's just interesting. And it, like, it just makes me want to, like, look at more of the bigger problems that, like, are going on in the UN and just try and think about resolutions for no reason.
Yeah, same. Like, now I want to, like, actually look into, now, like, world problems. Yeah. Like, I'm actually interested in
now
that.
Now I actually look at my news notifications on my phone.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, what are some advice for your future students? What advice would you give to the future students about to start this project? What do you think are the most important things they need to do to make this project worthwhile? Be specific and make sure to talk about why these are important. So what is some future advice, Ariana?
Okay, for future students that are doing this project, I would give them the advice to try to stay on top of the work.
That's the biggest one, yeah.
Yeah, just like, stay on I know top it, it could be hard to be motivated and do it, but just, like, mm-hmm. you have to, like, force yourself to do
it. Yeah, because once you, like, get behind, it's a struggle to catch up.
Yeah, once you get behind, it's really hard to, like, catch up, and mm-hmm. you feel even more stressed than you should.
And it just, it makes it so much harder, too, because then you're going to be stressed all the way up till the mm-hmm. conference, and then when you're stressed, it just makes it harder to be able to actually engage in the conference.
Yeah, definitely. And I would also give them the advice to maybe practice what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I wish that I, like, practiced in front of my family or something.
Yeah.
So I would get a little more used to, like, speaking in front of people mm-hmm. and also just, like, really, like, knowing exactly what my speech says and stuff. That would have been really helpful.
Yeah. Or, like, some other advice is, like, definitely just, like, prepare for everything. Like, try to practice in front of people so you learn to be, like, less anxious about it. Mm-hmm. And then definitely, yeah, like, practice your speech. But also just be, like, reread your information. Like, you don't always have to have, like, new information for each one. Like, it's okay to use, like, old information.
Mm-hmm.
But don't, like, go off of it.
Yeah.
But you can also add in, like, new stuff. Like, don't just completely base your whole speech or, like, the end final things off of all the previous stuff.
Yes, I agree with that.
Well, that's all we have. That was good. Anything else you want to add? How you were feeling?
I don't want this to sound, like, I don't want it to come off, like, in a bad way, but I'm glad it's over.
Me too.
Well, but it was really fun.
What was, like, one of your favorite, like, memories from MUN?
Oh, there's a lot. I don't know. Like, there are moments where people would make some very interesting comments.
Yeah.
And those were funny.
Yeah.
So
I liked that the chairs actually used the gavel and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
they were
me
very
too.
Professional, but I also enjoyed just, like, I think my favorite was moderated caucus because,
mm-hmm.
like, just being able to walk around and, like, you don't have to stick with one person. You can go into any group and, like, just hearing all their different ideas and stuff, you're like, oh, like, that's interesting. That could work. And, like, some you agree on and some you don't.
But yeah, it was definitely interesting to hear, like, other countries' perspectives because mm-hmm. we spent so much time looking into our own country.
Yeah.
But, it was really cool mm-hmm. hearing what other countries had to say about the situation. So,
well, that's all we have. Thank you for doing this with me.
Yeah.